Hi, it's Carlos. Hey, Carlos, what's up?
Hey, Matt. Just wondering if you're still going to do the podcast. Been waiting for you. Got everything all set up. It's about 1 a.m. You still coming?
Wait a minute, Carlos. Are you telling me that it's 1 a.m.?
Precisely, Matthew.
Damn! I'm late! Made it. What's up, guys? Welcome to another exciting episode of Nerd Vomit. I am Ritsukun17. This is my very best friend, Texas T115, aka Matt and Carlos.
What?
I made it. Okay, we're all good.
Goddamn time.
What's up?
Let's jump into Back in the Future.
Back to the future. All right. Because you recently just saw a whole trilogy, right?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. I took a trip up to Weatherford, which is a small town outside of Dallas.
You might want to.
I don't have Ebola, Matt.
Okay. I trust you.
We're not gonna touch on Ebola. This is not like healthcare.
No, kind of
talk right now. But anyways.
But if it were, we're all getting fucked over by Obama. Obama planted Ebola. #Illuminati. #Illuminati.
#Obama planted Ebola. #Illuminati. Wow, we're gonna get hunted down after this one. Anyways. I recently went up to Weatherford this weekend. Small town outside of Dallas. A few hours outside of Dallas, so I'm safe.
Yeah.
And I was visiting family, that's irrelevant. On the way up and on the way back, I was watching all three Back to the Futures, courtesy of you for giving me the files. Thank you.
Yes. Because as you know, I am a huge diehard fan of Back to the Future. I love the series. I'm actually going to start becoming, quote-unquote, San Antonio's Marty McFly, probably.
Nice. I'm going to be doing that a lot. I saw your cosplay what was that, Comic-Con?
It was both Texas Comic-Con, San Japan, and I'm going to be showcasing it again this Halloween.
You want to post that on the Twitter so they can see it?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to send a link so they can take a look at that.
Awesome. So anyways, I was watching them, and I just had, like, there was one thing that stuck out to me, and it was in the third Back to the Future, and it was just that, why on earth would Marty McFly's great-great-grandmother look exactly like his mother?
Like, the whole lineage of, like, the parents look exactly like them.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can get it in the first one.
Well, it's not so much that the good part was is that they don't all look like Marty McFly. It's not like a whole army of, like, Marty McFlys being the dad and everything. They made the actor that played the dad, like, they're kind of the same, except for when he went back in time.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And the third one, that was Michael J. Fox.
That was Michael J. Fox, yeah.
You know what? No, but even still, because it was Michael J. Fox, but it's the mother that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because why would the mother look the same? If we're talking, you know, like in all technicalities,
the same actress that played the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good question. I assume it's mainly for just comedy reasons, and also just for the viewer itself, so they know, okay, you know, that's Marty McFly's mom. Or their future grandmother, because if they were to put another actress, they would have to rely heavily on just saying that's his future grandma, other than like, oh, okay, that we know the same actress and what she looked like in the other movies. That's, you know, it's going to be her.
Oh, okay, that makes sense though.
You know, it's mainly for the viewers to say, oh, okay, they look like him. There's past relatives.
I like how in every movie there's always a moment when Marty finds himself getting knocked out. I don't completely agree with the fact of rolling down a hill. I had this horrible dream.
Yeah.
It's all right. You're back in the good old year of 1955.
Or like you're when you're in the future.
You're safe and sound back on the 13th floor.
Yeah.
It's on the 13th floor.
And then when he's in the Old West.
What was that? Safe and sound on the McLean farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Or McFly. They weren't McLean.
Who's McLean?
Where did that name come
from? That's from Die Hard.
That's
John McLean. That's a whole different thing.
My bad.
But, I think it was more for the viewers and stuff like that. And just so they can, like, just identify, like, okay, that they're, you know, they all belong together. They're family and stuff like that.
Makes sense.
But yeah. What was your good points, high points and low points about the movie series? Like, what did you really like, and what were you like, could have done that better? In your opinion.
Okay. One thing that actually bothered me, and it's just watching the movie back to back, like, I guess back then you never would have noticed it if there's that gap, but at the end of this, at the end of the first, Back to the Future, and the beginning of the second Back to the Future, it's a completely different girl.
Mm-hmm. They change the actress.
Yeah. They change the actress, and then they redo the scenes, and there's a part in the first one where he's like, what happens to us, Doc? Are we assholes? And Doc's like, no, Marty, no! And then in the second one, he's like, what happened to us, Doc? Are we assholes?
I mean, you know.
Oh, God, no, Marty, no! Like, I'm like,
eh. Yeah.
No,
what's happening, Doc? Are we, like, really assholes?
They did keep some scenes, though.
They did keep some, yeah. They put the cutscenes that she wasn't in that they put in there.
And you can see, like, where the high quality and the low quality kind of, like,
where the Doc was putting all the trash into Mr. Fusion.
Yeah.
And he was like, I need fuel! And he was like, yeah, that was the actual.
Can I ask why footage. They would switch actresses? That first one was gorgeous.
That first one was good.
I don't agree with the second one.
I don't either. It was just, I don't know the reasoning behind it. I really didn't look too much into it, but it was, yeah, they did switch the actress, and yeah, they unfortunately had to recreate it because of the fallout with the recent past actress, so they had to do that.
I think what I also really liked is the moments where, like, they kind of run into each other, but they don't realize it. For instance, I think it's only Doc who has that moment, though.
Which one?
When he's, like, setting up for the quote-unquote weather experiment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He asks himself for a wrench.
Yeah.
Without ever realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then,
Those little things in time.
Did I tell you that that cosplay idea I had?
Which one?
With I guess it works better when they're twins, but if you had two twins, two people who look alike, to do a Back to the Future Marty McFly from the first movie in the Under the Sea Enchantment Dance, and the incognito Marty McFly in the same era, you know, the one that in the leather jacket and the black. I think that would be cool.
I think it'd work a lot better with triplets. You could have the first Back to the Future Marty McFly with the jacket and everything, and then you have the incognito type of, like, 50s Marty McFly, and then you have Clint Eastwood Marty McFly from the Western one.
That would be really cool, but they were never in the same time era. Only two of them were.
Yeah,
that's where I was going to go with it. But that would also be cool.
That would,
to have all three.
Either one of those. Yeah, would be pretty cool.
With little cardboard DeLoreans.
Yeah, the cardboard DeLoreans, or have, like, little foam hoverboards and everything.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That'd also be really cool. What else did you like about the series, or what did you not like? Or inconsistencies, or anything you were confused about?
Because
I know you were confused about the fact that that Hill Valley never changed, and there was always that arc of Biff and Marty and the parents.
I want to know why there was always manure conveniently placed.
That was also for comedic purposes, and it was just like another fact, like history is doomed to repeat itself type of thing.
Ah.
Type of effect, and it also has to do with, like, the time loop and everything. Like
I like how they narrowed down the fact that time can be ruined so easily by something as simple as a book.
As someone finding the almanac.
Yes,
the sports almanac and changing their future.
Man. Like, I just watched the series, like, literally yesterday. I couldn't even remember the name of that book. I'm terrible.
I've watched the series, like, so many times.
I've
fallen in love with the series. It's my favorite.
I don't know if there's a movie I've ever watched, like, 1,000 times. Is there? What movie do you say you've watched the most?
Aside from Back to the Future?
Yeah, aside from Back to
the
Future. Is there anything you've watched more than Back to the Future?
The only two movies I would compare between Back to the Future that I've watched the most, I watched a few Batman movies. They're not as up there as Back to the Future.
Animated or?
The animated ones, yeah. They're not as up there as Back to the Future. I've watched Back to the Future numerous times and never gotten tired of it.
I'm guessing the Red Hood? Under the Red Hood?
Under the Red Hood, The Return of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, The Dark Knight Returns. I've watched them quite a few times, but not nearly as much as Back to the Future. And the only one that would, I'd say, compete with it is the 1986 Transformers the movie, the old G1 animated movie.
Yeah, you're Peter Cullen. You're into some of the vintage stuff.
I can quote almost every line from that movie as well as Back to the Future, and it's just I really those are my both two favorite movies.
You want to know my movie?
Which one?
Frozen.
Really?
Without a doubt.
You've seen more than anything. You can quote, like, everything from it.
I honestly don't.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but the other one, it's three actually, three different franchises. It's the Back to the Future franchise. It is the Transformers movie, and my favorite childhood movie of all time, Toy Story. I can quote line for line without having seen that movie in years. I can still quote that movie.
I'm ashamed to say that, like, I can't, only because with most movies, I watch them once, and I'm like, hey, I've seen it. I don't need to watch it again. Yeah. I know what happens. But I don't have, like, most Disney movies I watched as a child, I don't even remember them.
Really?
But when Frozen came out, I'm not going to lie. When Frozen came out, I got that movie for my laptop, and I must have watched it about, like, I don't know, over a dozen times. I watched it at least once a day, twice a day sometimes.
Wow.
I liked the movie.
It is. It's a really beautiful movie.
That one, and I didn't watch this one as much, but I really loved the movie Brave.
Mm.
Just because, you know, I was in I was in school for 3D animation for a while. How long did you say? You told me once it took them like 3 years or something to make her hair.
Roughly, but yeah, it took about three years.
That's insane.
Just to make, just yeah, because that's a very, very meticulous, beautiful head of hair. Just like very, yes. When you see it animated, just flowing and all the curls and everything.
Yes,
just very well done.
But like all time favorite movie, like I don't think anything's ever gonna top it. Jurassic Park, the first one. The first Jurassic Park.
I
all actually, time, like, least favorite movie. Like, I don't think anything gets worse than this. Jurassic Park 3.
Hmm.
I hate Jurassic
really?
Park.
Really? More than Jurassic Park 2?
Dude, Jurassic Park 2 is my favorite, right next to Jurassic Park 1.
Really?
And I hate TNT because they always be like, Jurassic Park Marathon. And they'll show Jurassic Park 1 and Jurassic Park 3, but not 2.
Hmm.
How are you not going to show 2? How are you going to call it a marathon and not show 2? 2 was the best one.
I mean, it was good. It was good. It was just that it was primarily focused on Jeff Goldblum's family.
That's why it was great. I love Jeff Goldblum.
Don't get me wrong, but I think it was just because it was a complete flip of the script. Hey, instead of us going to a dinosaur island, what if a dinosaur came to our world?
But they did go to an island shortly.
They did. Like, the very beginning, and they kidnapped a T-Rex, and they took it.
Best scene ever. Raptors in the tall grass.
Okay, that was good.
That was very As a child, like, I wasn't even scared for the people. I was, like, rooting for the raptors. For the raptors.
It was a very intense scene.
Next to the T-Rex in the waterfall.
Okay, so I will give it because they did mention it in a video I was watching about really good, really well done movies, is that it brought Jurassic Park to its more gritty, darker type of movie, where it was less about exploration, fear of the dinosaurs. It was more, mainly about, like, hey, the dinosaurs are on our turf. They're hunting us on our own land. Hmm. And it's like, it was that darker kind of more death. More like this hunting, hunter-killer type.
That was pretty good. One thing I don't understand, and will probably never understand, is how a T-Rex locked in the cargo bay of a ship killed everyone on the ship and then somehow locked itself back under the cargo bay?
That's right, because it was searching for its baby, right?
Yeah.
At the very end, it got trapped back in there.
And I don't know, maybe the... No, because the baby wasn't on the ship, was it?
It was.
It was on the ship?
Well, not in the very beginning. They transported the baby separately.
Yeah, so see, like, because if you recall, like, the guy holding the button, keeping the door closed, his arm is completely severed. Like, his arm is the only thing holding the button.
Like, the button, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, how did the T-Rex, like, I'm going to eat this guy, and then I'm going to go back down and, you know, allow these doors to close on me?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was more just, like, it had a reason to get out. And it's like, you know, one, you take away my child. Two, you trap me in this box. And, like, you trap me in a cage. It's like, I want my child. You know, so it busts itself out. And then, I guess, towards the end of the movie, it's like, okay, you know what? As long as I have my child with me, it's fine.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how it managed, while the ship was on its way over, how it managed to kill the...
Oh, to bust out and kill everybody.
Yeah, to kill the entire crew and then somehow get trapped back under it. Because you can't. Surely the whole crew wasn't like, quick, everyone go down there as people are dying, you know? It's like, Johnson died. Jimmy, get down there. Jimmy died. Thomas, get down there.
Yeah.
It's like, what? No, stop sending people. I'm pretty sure that's not what happened.
All right, guys. Stephen died. Chris?
Chris? You sent Chris first. Oh, that's right. Well, who's left? You're talking to yourself. That's right. I better get down there.
Well, I guess no one else is there. Huh? Time to jump ship.
Managing? I mean, I could. It's already down there, and it's safe. I could safely, you know, bring the ship to bay, but...
Let's go explore down there. Like, that's a... Said every horror movie ever.
What is that one commercial?
Hey guys, why don't we get in the running car?
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, let's go hide behind the chainsaws. Yeah, good idea.
Stupid. Speaking of like lame horror flicks, what is the one like the most recent but lamest horror films you've ever seen?
I've ever seen.
Recent that you've ever seen.
Recent. Recent lame horror films. Game Over.
Was that a
recent one? Many people remember Game Over, but it's one of those.
Frankie Muniz.
It's the one with Frankie Muniz, and it was classified under a horror movie. Like, this is the next horror movie. You die in a video game, you die for real. And, like, you watch the whole thing, and yeah, they're dying in the video game. Like, hey, check this cool new video game, man. Like, crap, I died. They find some weird way to die. They get hit by a train or whatever. But
Frankie doesn't even live all the way, right? He, like, dies halfway through
and it's pretty stupid. Like, there's no definitive thing coming after you. It's just like, oh, crap, I died in the video game. I guess I'm gonna die.
No, but it was however you died in the video game is how you died in real life. Like,
I
think Frankie got decapitated by a chariot in the game.
Yeah.
And he got, like, hit by a car in real life.
Yeah, and then one of them got, like, hit by a train. Something like that. They smelled, yeah, it was like this weird thing. They were running through a cemetery,
mm-hmm.
and one of them, like, smelled roses, or they saw a rose bush or something like that.
Yeah,
and they turned around, and it was like a train going, and, like, ran him over. Oh, something weird like that, yeah. But it was like the cheesiest, stupidest. The one that I've seen recently.
You need to watch. You need to watch Your Next, because like Your Next came out and like
does it sound familiar?
Your Next is the one that the people with the sheet masks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everyone thought that one was gonna be terrifying. Well, I was doing if y'all haven't checked this website out, go to gofobo.com. It's where you can get tickets like for movies or passes for movies before they come out and go to the premieres. But I was doing that for a while, mm-hmm. and I had gotten tickets for Your Next. So we sit there and we watch it, and I gotta tell you, it was like one of the worst things ever.
Really?
Like, it's not even scary in the least bit. I want to say about, in a percentage-wise, it's about 10% horror, and the rest is just god-awful. Like,
really?
Like, everyone in the film... you've never heard of. None of them are main actors or actresses.
They're all this complete cast of unknowns.
Yeah. And on top of that, none of them can act.
Really?
Like, there's this one part where, like, the mom gets scared. And she's like, we've got to get out of here. And I was like, what the hell? And, like, it was bad. Like, it reminded me of, like, freaking Kermit from Family Guy.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. It was bad.
Kermit the Frog?
Somebody squealed. Nobody save. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah,
but it was bad, like just real bad. And then there was another one that I saw.
You know which one's really
Cabin
bad
in
one?
The Woods.
Is it Cabin? I think it's. Cabin
I thought in the Cabin in the Woods was gonna be.
Is it that one or the one I saw was The Lake House? Mm-hmm. It was one of them that I saw, like where these group of teenagers they go on a boat and they're going. I'm not sure if it was like a shark movie. It wasn't a shark movie. It wasn't
The Lake House is a romantic comedy.
Okay, then it's not The Lake
House. It's a romantic movie. But we'll talk about that another time.
It's Cabin in the Woods. It's something because I remember
the one like with the monsters and the jigsaw puzzle kind of thing.
I remember it was a group of teenagers and I think like one adult, and they were driving on this boat, really nice speedboat, and they were going. They drive up to like this beach. And they go in this house. It's like their summer house, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're having fun. They're having a party. They're doing all this stuff. And out of nowhere, I don't know if it's someone or like some creature starts murdering them like one by one. It was pretty cheesy. It was pretty stupid, but it was good. I just don't remember the name of the movie. But
Cabin in the Woods is the one where like it's a group of teenagers.
Yeah.
And like they go, and like they end up getting into some mischief. But the overall thing is like. These people control the monsters that kill them, and like they have like a whole underground system of like different kinds of things. But how they choose is that the teenagers have to go into a cellar, and they go down there, and there's all kinds of like knickknacks and goodies and stuff down there. And whatever they pick is what kills them. So there's like one thing, and it's like it's a little orb, and it's like a toy. One guy's messing with it. Someone else is messing with like a pocket watch. One girl's has a necklace that she's about to put on. But what they choose is they find a one girl finds a diary and reads something in Latin, and it raises the dead. And so they died by zombies. But what it turns out is that this kind of thing happens all around the world. There's different people who do situations like that to kill people to sacrifice to the gods underneath the ground. And like at the end of the movie, spoiler, at the end of the movie, they end up not making the sacrifice. Like everyone around the world, they fail. And the United States is the only one left who always succeeds. Well, we end up failing too. And like the gods come out from underground and stuff. But it's cheesy, like, because you see the monsters and stuff, and like there's this one last line at the very end, and they're both sitting down, and it's this nerd and this really pretty girl, and they're smoking, and he's like, "I'm sorry I got you attacked by a werewolf at the end of the world."
What?
Like, you just have to...
Wow.
You have to see it, but you'll never guess who's in that movie.
Who's in the movie?
Who just, like, pops out at the end very randomly.
Who?
Ripley.
Ripley?
Ripley.
What?
Yes. What's her real name? I can't even remember.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yes, Sigourney Weaver. There you go. Ripley was at the end there, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's Ripley!" And then the girl I was watching was like, "Oh my god, Sigourney Weaver!" And I'm like, "Oh, you remembered her name, and I didn't. That's cool." But I thought that was freaking awesome. Which, speaking of Sigourney Weaver, I didn't know the game Alien came out already.
Yeah, Alien Isolation.
Dude, I'm like, before we get into how amazing that game is, I'm so, like, disappointed in myself because I didn't know it came out already.
Yeah.
And I really wanted the pre-order so I could play as Sigourney Weaver.
Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll release it as DLC sooner or later.
I hope so.
I mean, they're gonna
Sigourney
have
fucking Weaver.
Exactly. The cool thing I didn't know about it is that you play as Sigourney Weaver's or Ripley's child.
No shit.
It's her child that you play as.
I didn't even know she had a child. Wait, so this is, like, an event?
So it's, like, it's after Aliens. It's, like, 15 months or, like, 15 years. Yeah, it's, like, 15 years or so.
So these idiots go up in space, get caught in the ship. With a,
with Xenomorphs.
Fanboys are gonna kill me for that. Yeah, Xenomorphs, there you go. They get themselves caught with a single Xenomorph. They go back in the space several years later. I'm pretty sure it's not 15.
Well, it's a 15-year-old child. They go to explore the mystery of, like, what happened up there.
So they go back to the same ship.
They go back. I think it's back to the same ship.
And there's still only one Xenomorph.
There's still only one Xenomorph.
Oh, that's right, because at the end of the movie, it's like...
Yeah, and the crazy part... is that they really do it really well. Like, because I had a friend that goes to my design class, and he went to go check out the game at the GameStop I was working at, and I was like, "Hey, I know you." We had that whole spiel. But he came to me today talking about it. He's like, "Damn, dude, that movie thing's fucking scary. Like, I played it in surround sound and everything." And he's like, "That was a bad choice on my part, but I played it, like, all lights off, surround sound, at 1 o'clock in the morning." Mm-mm. And he said it scared the crap out of him. Like, it's really scary.
Well, like,
because they're AI-controlled, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to tell you.
It's their own AI. So if you die by a Xenomorph in one location, you go back there, it's not going to be there. So, like, he's like, "God damn," like, he got pissed because it's like, "All right, I got a weapon. I'm ready to fight you. Fuck, where'd you go?" You know? And it's just like, damn.
And what's cool is, like, it's not several Xenomorphs. Like, you're never going to – that's what I heard anyways. You're not going to fight, like, a crowd of Xenomorphs. And it's not even about killing them. It's like it takes the premise of, like, Outlast, which is a terrifying game that I played. It's all on my Twitch and TikTok.
Yeah,
but anyways,
he said Outlast. Outlast was terrifying. It's a mixture of that one and Amnesia.
Yes, exactly, Amnesia, because it's about hiding. It's not about fighting.
Like, he said you can pick up guns and stuff, like, in there. Even the creator said, like, you can pick up a gun in there, but in picking up that gun, the noise of that gun is just going to attract the Xenomorph to find you.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's other things to kill.
Like, possibly there could be, but in doing so, it's gonna summon or, like, call the Xenomorph, like, "Hey, something's going on over there." And the other thing that was pretty freaking creepy is just the scouter, just having the scouter,
the blue light going,
like, making these weird noises and just, like, tracking, like, where it is.
You don't know if it's under.
Game over, man. Game over.
They're coming through the walls.
Yeah.
Game over, man. What was significant about that line? You told me something.
It was ad-libbed. It was an ad-lib line. Like, it wasn't in the script. Like, he just came up with the idea. It worked so perfectly. And that'd be funny. Like, the ultimate thing. Like, if you die in that game, it's just like, game over, man. Just Bill Paxton, like, game over. No, okay. So back to the topic of movies I really want to tell you, because I recently just saw Gone Girl.
Dude, why is everyone all over that movie? Is it good?
Is awesome.
Isn't it about... Someone told me it was about... And this is me.
Have you
never have seen it, but Someone told me it was about a woman who's a psychopathic murderer who tries to kill a man but fails, gets sent to jail or gets sent away, tries or kills another man, goes back to her husband, and he takes her back. Mm. Or something like that.
No, it's far from that. It's really good.
And it's just like
recently. Spoiler alert to anybody that's listening to this and doesn't want to know, because it did just come out. But it's really, really fucking good. Like, really, really good. Because okay, well, it's. Have you ever heard of or seen the movie Fatal Attraction?
Heard of.
That's what everybody compares it to. But it's like a darker, like, more cynical version.
I think you should give me some time to watch both those movies, and then we can talk about it. Because
I said just watch Gone Girl. Just watch Gone Girl. It's hugely, immensely just suspenseful, and the way it ends, and the way it begins, and the way it ends just leaves you like, what
the? All right, well, give me at least a month to find a date, and then a day to watch the movie, because that's how it works for me. So give me that much time. And
sorry,
then,
guys, it'll be a while before he sees it.
Jackass. And then next time we can talk about that, because I really want to talk about it, but I want to see it first.
Yeah. The other thing that really people are really really wanting to see it is because, of course, Ben Affleck.
Oh, his, I heard about that part.
His full frontal junk scene.
Thank you for saying that. It's
not even a full frontal junk. You don't see anything, like, really. Everyone's like, oh my god, it's Ben Affleck, and it's in his full frontal nudity. And I'm like, it's nothing. Like, you don't see anything. Calm down, people.
True, but I guess it's kind of like, just kind of like,
I mean,
Emma Watson in 50 Shades of Grey.
Emma Watson's in 50 Shades of Grey? No, she's not.
That's what I heard, that she was going to be in that Emma movie.
I saw the trailer. God, I hate it.
I just heard she was going to get naked in that movie, I'll watch it.
Okay, she's going to get naked in the movie, maybe I'll watch it.
But, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was comparing Emma freaking Watson. Exactly. Emma freaking Watson. That's why I was comparing it to.
Wait, real quick.
Emma Watson or Emma Stone?
Emma Watson.
Emma Stone.
No.
There are two types of people in this movie. Yes, Emma Stone,
Emma Watson. No, just Emma Stone. Accent.
Mm, okay, but Emma Stone from The Amazing Spider-Man with blonde hair.
What? No.
Even in that scene with the stockings and...
None of that can just beat Emma Watson. Just the hair.
Can we at least agree on Salma Hayek?
I can agree on
Salma Hayek. All right, you're not my friend anymore. Continue.
Salma Hayek's pretty decent. Ooh, whatever.
More than decent. Do continue, though.
Okay. All right, but yeah, you have to go see Gone Girl. Really, really crazy good. You don't see Ben Affleck's penis in it.
Correct.
It's very minimalistic. Like, it's just like,
is that this small?
No. Like, I'm not saying it's small, but it's just like a very small glance that you see. It's not the full frontal, but it's like the side. Like, his thighs covering like a good
chunk
of it. I'm
so glad you took time to like really focus and because take notes.
No, because my mom was like, look, it's Ben Affleck.
Oh god, yeah. You saw it with your mother. Saw that part with your mother is what I'm saying.
I saw this movie with my family. Yeah. It's one of those movies that makes you embarrassed to see it with your family. I'm letting you know now, and it's nothing giving away the movie, but there is a lot of sex. Full on movie sex. You see Ben Affleck just humping hardcore on this woman. Just everywhere. Library, office. And it's just like, oh my god, what am I watching?
Let's stop now before we have to slap like a giant explicit sign on this episode.
Well, they're all explicit.
They are, but this is like.
But yeah, it's. If you don't mind, like.
If you've seen Game of Thrones, you can handle.
Yeah, okay.
You can handle Gone Girl.
Fair enough. So we have a lot, quite a bit of stuff to cover still today. Quite a few little things here and there. I know we were still going to cover the Batman story from last episode about the whole apocalypse and everything like that. But just before that, I want to get these little quips out of the way of things I wanted to tell you. Like the fact that I just found out that Lou Ferrigno does the voice of Billy in Adventure Time.
He fought a bear.
Yeah, it just like blew my mind because I watch Comic Book Man a lot. I completely love the series, and
I still haven't seen any of it. Well, I've seen the episode you showed me.
Yeah, the episode where Lou Ferrigno trains Brian, one of the characters, or one of the guys that works at the Secret Stash, and it's just like I was like, oh my god, you voice like Billy from not. I didn't get overly excited like, oh my god, you're the Hulk, which like he is, and I had a fairly good geek out moment about that, but like I already know he's the Hulk, and I listened to his voice, and I'm like, that's Billy.
Yeah.
Oh my freaking god, that's Billy from Adventure Time.
Fight a bear!
Yeah, and so what, cool little thing about that, little fight a bear at the end of the little Billy. That is an actual shout out to one of the episodes where
no crap.
In the actual Hulk TV series where he actually fought a bear.
Like a real
Hulk,
bear?
Hulk actually fought like a real, like Lou Ferrigno actually fought a
like
real
full
like
size,
7
like
foot. It was
grizzly.
A baby bear, like it was a seven, yeah, it was like a... Like it was
oh, well, that's not so bad.
Like, it was a baby bear,
like cub or like he,
not like, a cub, but like an adolescent, almost like teenage.
Oh, okay.
You know, bear.
I'm thinking like Lou Ferrigno beating on like a baby cub. I'm like, that's not cool.
No,
man.
Right?
He fought a cub.
Right. No, but yeah, that's it was actually like an adolescent, in his young adolescency, like bear, and like you. It shows a clip, and this thing's, like, chomping on his arm and everything, and he's just, like, there wrestling, and it's like, it's like, imagine showing up to work today and be like, all right, Lou Ferrigno, Hulk's gonna get in and fight that bear. Go! And he's, like...
I wanna go one day and sneak into Lou Ferrigno's house. I know it sounds creepy right now, but if you watch Adventure Time, you'll get the reference.
You'll kick your ass.
I wanna sneak into his house, and I wanna wake him up unexpectedly and just hear him say, what the heck are you doing in my crack?
Well, you're gonna do something completely different for him to say that full sentence. God forbid that never happens, because you won't see Billy anymore. You'll see the Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno is not one to be fucked with.
No. Another point they did bring up that's Lou Ferrigno is going to be the first and last person ever to play the Hulk.
What do you mean?
Like, from now on,
Hulk... Well, we have other Hulks.
No, but, like, the Hulk. Like, ever since, like, that...
You're talking,
Lou Ferrigno embodied the Hulk, that's the only time you're going to see the Hulk as an actual person. Now, for now and forever will be, he's just going to be a CG character. Like, so that's really something to, like, be proud of.
It's unless we discover aliens. But even so, it won't be human, you're right.
Yeah,
hey guys, sorry for the quick interruption. There was a minor, I guess, emergency going on outside. Matter of like a few gunshots going off of the bangs that you heard.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
But
we're
safe
pretty
now.
Intense.
We're safe now. Let's continue with what we're talking about. What were we talking about, Matt? I know we were talking about...
We were talking about the Hulk.
Incredible Hulk. We have another topic, at least.
Turn down for what? Don't stop recording.
We've already come so far.
Let's see. We talked about Lou Ferrigno. Voicing the...
He fought a bear.
Fighting a bear.
He fought a bear.
Really. Talked about the movies, what's going on in the movies recently. I knew we were going to get into the Batman.
Yes. Yeah.
A little more serious note, I guess. Aside from getting gunshots outside your house, which is serious enough, but
for real.
yeah. Interesting stuff.
What about Batman? Go on.
But the tie-in between Batman Arkham City and the Batman Arkham Knight. That was what we were talking about last time with the Azrael revealing the whole prophecy to Batman in the Batman Arkham City, which I have here that I can pull up.
This is filler music.
You know, we can actually just like edit filler music.
We could, or I could do this.
Here it is. Here we go. It says, Azrael's quote, and I quote, I bring a message. Dark days are coming, Batman. The prophecy is coming true. You are the warrior who will close the gates of hell. You are the one who will save this day and in doing so, events will occur that you cannot stop. From the ashes of Arkham, the fires will rage, and Gotham will burn, and you will burn too. So some very, very deep stuff revealed by Azrael in Batman Arkham City. Of course, you do find Azrael by finishing the I believe it's the Mystery Stalker mission, where you have to find him in throughout all of Arkham City. In the very end, he tells
you only have to find him in like 4 spots.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, Arkham City.
Yeah, that's like once in every district you have to find him. You have to throw a batarang at him and he'll catch it. And
I just walked up.
That's right. You have to throw. Yeah,
he catches.
In one of them, I think like he on top of the Ferris wheel, you throw a batarang at him, like either deflect it or catch it or something.
Oh, I literally like walked up. That's cool. I didn't know he could do that.
Yeah, something like that. And I think I haven't played Arkham City in a while, but I think it's what happens. But if you complete that whole mission, he'll tell you to meet him by the church, I believe, and that's where the prophecy gets revealed to him, to Batman. Like, where will you be when this goes down? This is gonna happen. And surprisingly, like, they really didn't disappoint in bringing that into Batman Arkham. Like, this is their final hurrah. They're going to continue the story of like Azrael, and there are little tidbits, like brief little tidbits that you see that's going on. Like one, of course, would be the logo itself.
Mm-hmm.
The logo itself is just engulfed in flames. It's just like that fiery.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Even when you see the trailer, it goes. And like the Batman symbol appears, and like this burst of flame, and it has like that little embery.
Something's fixing to go down.
Yeah, something is, like it's a really a test of Batman.
But from Scarecrow,
it could be like just the another fear bringer, just like a harbinger of fear.
Oh no, duh! From Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
the Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I forget that.
That as well, yeah.
And I forget that even though Scarecrow is like the main bad in this one, that Arkham Knight still plays a huge role in that.
I presume he will, like especially like his dark days are coming, Batman. The prophecy's coming true. You are the warrior who closed the gates of hell. It's just like some really deep, like dangerous crap, right? Like you're in doing so, events will occur that you cannot stop. Like one of them being Joker's death.
True.
Batman couldn't stop that. Joker kind of like he went insane, and he in a way just caused his own death. Like he stabbed Batman, making him drop the vial of the very thing that was going to bring him back to life, and he just like died with this really sinister grin on his face. Still, just like that, died with a smile type
went
thing.
Out with the champ.
Yeah, but like yeah, from the ashes of Arkham, the fires will rage and Gotham will burn. And, like, it's just, like, the arise of it seems like a very organized crime
Firefly.
Ring. Like, this very organized crime ring between Harley Quinn, Two-Face, and Penguin. And I'm pretty sure they're not very capable of working for Scarecrow. Like, they're very, like, they're on their own.
Yeah.
You know, Harley Quinn's just out for basic revenge. You know, Dent and Penguin could see a teamwork working there. And then, of course, with Harley, it you know, she needs... They find each other and they're like, you know, we need to team up to take down the Bat. And, of course, I believe there may be a chance that they could. I think there was, like, a brief hint to them, like, in the trailer where they were, like, unloading the truck. So they could be working for Scarecrow.
Yeah.
If not, Scarecrow could just be, like, this big boss of the game.
Yeah.
Like he really
is. And then
is.
Again, the henchmen themselves, they've evolved because they no longer work for crime bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
on their
they're
own.
Doing
yeah.
their own thing. So on
In
top
other words,
of,
like literally Arkham is run rampant with these.
Yeah, I mean, on top of the main bads, you have these criminals who've become more than just, you know, street thugs.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there and they're doing whatever it takes to take over.
And I think I heard something else is like the boss AIs or like the big thugs AIs or they're going to be more advanced, like they're going to be stronger and stuff like that.
In gaming right now, AIs are just like, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're making like some major advancements. Because even like in the new FIFA, going on a tangent, the new FIFA, your characters feel. They feel. And like,
they have your emotions and they learn and stuff like that.
Like
yeah.
If you're the goalie and like you block a few goals, you know, you feel great, your goalie's pumped. But once you start missing goals, apparently your goalie's going to get mad and the rest of his game is going to be thrown.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't
they
know,
also
I don't know what
they
they're
also
doing
learn
with AIs.
So they also learn as well. It's like if he misses one, the same thing happens again, he'll know what to do, you know.
This is terrifying. We're either going to get taken over by animals or taken over by machines. I just don't know which one's going to strike first.
Hmm.
Whichever one can survive Ebola, I guess. Is it too soon for an Ebola joke? Can I make an Ebola joke?
I'm not sure. The ratings will talk. Yeah. Is it too soon for an Ebola joke?
Between the gunshots and Ebola, yeah.
Well, we're not making gunshot jokes.
That's true.
Chill. That was a gunshot joke.
What?
Chill.
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 Batman. Chill.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Guns. Shooting. People. Dying.
I guess.
Heroes. Rising. What is that? Adventure Time? Boil water getting hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
The song about the noodles?
No!
But yeah, like this Batman Arkham City and Batman Arkham Knight, this game is just going to be like completely epic. Like,
yeah, so the
intro of like the Arkham Knight and everything. Like,
along with the free world, like Rome.
Yeah, the complete free world, five times the size of Arkham City, just roaming around doing whatever.
Did you know that, like, originally you were only going to be able to use the Batmobile, like, in certain areas or for certain things,
mm-hmm.
and you can only call it at certain places?
Yep.
And, like, now, because they've pushed the project back a year, they've decided to
summon it wherever.
Yeah, you can summon it wherever. You can drive it wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that gameplay trailer where, like, it shows him, like, just, like,
barreling through the streets. And you can also barrel through like building sides and walls and stuff, and it's just, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But I still want to play as Bruce Wayne.
That's right.
I still want to go to board meetings.
Making it Wayne.
I want like full Grand Theft Auto. I want to walk into strip clubs and stuff. I want like full access.
Walking to the club like, what up? I'm Batman.
and I want a lap dance. Why not?
Where are the strippers? Where are they?
I'm clean, I swear. Swear to me.
Swear to me. Swear to me.
No hooker jokes.
Well, why not? Between gunshots and Ebola and hookers.
This is just
a very interesting episode of Nerd Vomit. It's... But yeah, aside from Batman...
There's something aside from Batman?
Yes. I got to play Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, you were going to tell me about that.
Yes.
Expand. Enhance.
Yes.
Whoa.
Adventure time. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. I got to play Hyrule Warriors.
First of all, how? How did you get to play
it? Me and my girlfriend went to Best Buy. And because my girlfriend is in love with the TV show Grimm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you mentioned that once.
Yeah, she loves the TV show Grimm. She's slowly getting into it. Why not? Shout out to my girlfriend. Hi, babe.
Don't do that. We don't have time for that.
She listens. Continue. She's a listener. She's actually going to come host a special episode this week.
That's right. We're working on that. But that's a surprise. We don't want anyone to know. You didn't hear that.
No, she's coming in this Wednesday. Me and her are going to make a special little podcast together because she wanted to. So.
What, you know, is that something you tell your co-host about?
No, it's just something that she wanted to get into. She was really into the podcast and stuff like that.
I'm also really into the podcast.
And you went there last weekend, so she's like, hey, why not do a podcast with me? So I'm going to bring her in, and we're going to talk about Nintendo.
I just think, you know, that should go through the approval of both hosts before.
I was intended to have it with all of us.
If we may record at your house on your laptop with your equipment, and I may eat your food and drink your
sorry,
drinks.
Guys, I'm about to get shot.
And I might almost get shot at your side of the neighborhood, but it's still our broadcast. Somehow that equals to our broadcast. I bring my magic cards, so that's about 50-50.
What?
I don't know. Anyways, do continue about you making plans without me.
Oh, do we want to go?
Hyrule Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors. Okay. Anyway, see, this is a very interesting episode of Nerd Vomit. and now Carlos is choking. are you okay?
No.
There's a little bit of karma, I'm fine. Go on. Hyrule Warriors.
Yes, Hyrule. So me and my girlfriend went to go to Best Buy because she wanted to go take a look. She loves the TV show Grimm. And real quick. We got to go play the demo that was over there on the Wii U. I was like, oh my god, I was like, this is the Hyrule Warriors demo. She's like, why do you have to play it? And I played, and it was the best thing I've ever played. It seriously was awesome. Like, the combos you can pull off with Link.
Oh, just to be clear, because I want to make sure I'm thinking of the right game. That's the one where, it's based off a different game, isn't it? Where, like, it's just waves and waves of, like, endless enemies and stuff.
No, they're actually missions. Like, you are tasked with reclaiming Hyrule that's been run over by all these,
So Hyrule is a place. Evil,
yeah, Hyrule is, yeah, it's a legit place. If you've ever experienced any of the Legend of Zelda games, Hyrule was like it's like the kingdom of Hyrule, where, of course, Princess Zelda and all reigns over the land. But yeah, the graphics are really amazing. The gameplay is awesome. The combos you can pull off, the fighting itself, like, you can literally
just take have the demo there at Best Buy.
Yeah, you can literally just take on like 50 people and just not take a hit at all. Just go at it. It's really just awesome.
You only play as Link, or
you can play as Link, Midna, Queen Zelda, not Princess Zelda. You can play as Queen Zelda.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, like she's instead of being Princess Zelda, she's now in the Hyrule Warriors. She's a queen. She's Queen Zelda. Damn. Yeah, you can play as, of course, Impa, which is of course Zelda's caregiver that was introduced in the Ocarina of Time. You can also play as other different characters that were introduced later on in the series that I'm not entirely sure who, but I only know that the main ones that I'm really interested in playing as, which is Midna, of course, Queen Zelda, Impa, and Link. And I'm really hoping, I'm not entirely sure, but you can play as Sheik. That'd be really, really cool.
That would be badass.
If you could play as Sheik. I know that the other one you can play as I forgive me because I forget her name, you can play as in Twilight Princess, you can play as the girl that collected all the bugs. She's this bug collector, and I forget her name. She calls herself like the Bug Princess.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go bring all these bugs to her, and if you do, she gives you like rubies and gold and money bags. And it's kind of like if you ever played Ocarina of Time, you go into that abandoned shack and you find all the spiders. They're like, help us, we're cursed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lift our curses and kill all the skeleton spiders, and will give you money and riches and stuff like that. They give you the bigger wallet so you can carry more money. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. It's like their little side mission. It's really cool.
Huh.
But you can play as her in the game, which I'm really interested to see how she plays.
That's pretty badass.
But yeah, I think that just about covers everything so far.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, like us on the Facebook, like I said. And then don't forget we are now on iTunes. The first couple episodes are already going to be on there as well as this one.
And hopefully after this episode, we'll be uploading on the YouTube. So for those of you who don't have the iTunes, we'll be able to get the recordings up there for you.
Definitely. And don't forget, this Friday is Fight Night Friday. So submit us a comment on Twitter, Facebook, wherever. Comment who you'd like to see us go at it with. You'd like to see Goku versus Superman, whatever, you know, Mario versus whoever you want. You can have organization versus organization, cartoon character versus Marvel hero, whatever. Just and we'll pick the best one, or we'll pick a one randomly, and we'll study it and we'll go at it on Friday and see where that takes us, and we'll have y'all vote and see who wins.
Absolutely, y'all have a good one.
All right, later, guys. Hey guys, just want to say thanks again for all your support and all your love. Sorry again for all the technical difficulties that are going on. Didn't really plan any of that out. But yeah, definitely go ahead and follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, follow our YouTube, and of course follow our iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. We're really trying to get our names out there. Just have fun. Like, really no purpose, just a couple of guys just geeking out and just being able to talk with each other and share our stories and our info and stuff with y'all guys. So we really appreciate it. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
No.
Well, there you have it, guys. Later.